time for the emergency break of the week.
Jimmy, did you have a boyhood hero in sports?
Hammerin' Henry Aaron.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's black.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I thought that was a drop.
And boom goes the dynamite.
If it were baseball, it would be Buntosaurus Rex.
Right. But if it's sexual, it's...
All right, okay, we get it.
Hey, guys.
Move on.
Can we do some football, please?
What?
This ought to be fun.
Can we do some football, please?
In just a minute, you can do some football. You'll do football when we're done.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Such a tense moment.
That was a tense moment.
I like Craig's. What?
What? All right, it's 7:58 on the ticket. Yes, Friday morning time for the emergency break of the week. By the way, coming up here at 8:15, we'll get to the heart of why Jerry is hopping mad with the NFL. But right now, to the e-break, we give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the world of college football. This happened last Saturday night. It's TCU and Oklahoma. We're battling in Norman, and OU was running off and leaving the Horned Frogs by halftime when it was 38-14. And they scored their 38th point with just seconds left in that second quarter, sending Gary Patterson into a downward spiral. The problem is, Patterson does a end-of-the-first-half interview with the Horned Frogs radio network. It didn't go very well when it's time to go down to the sidelines.
Landry Burdine for Amogee Bank is going to visit with the head coach here shortly. And they make their way into the locker room, and here's Landry with the coach right now.
Coach, your thoughts on the first half? Thanks.
Gary Patterson's team not happy as they head into the locker room. 38-14.
Yeah, those frogs aren't happy down there.
I love the thanks.
Thanks, my Landry. Yeah, that was an S-bomb with a Y on the end of it. And that was the way he categorized that first half.
Thanks.
All right, one more time just to hear that.
Landry Burdine for Amogee Bank is going to visit with the head coach here shortly. And they make their way into the locker room. And here's Landry with the coach right now.
Coach, your thoughts on the first half? Thanks.
Gary Patterson's team not happy as they head into the locker room.
Yeah, they're not happy. Those frogs aren't happy about that. 38-14.
Why do you hate Brian Estridge so much?
I love Brian. What are you talking about? They are a great radio team, Brian and John Denton.
Yeah, but you rag on them off the air.
No, that would be you that comes in here every during the Hal and Brian exchange to us every day.
I actually think he's really good. I think he can't stand Hal, though.
All right, well, there's Gary Patterson, TCU football coach, up for an emergency break of the week. Also up for an e-break is the great Gordo from the Morning Musers.
No way.
Anytime Gordo runs an interview, we all kind of white-knuckle it around here. He's had guests hang up on him before in the corner. And yesterday we had Erin Andrews on from Fox, and he asked a really confusing question. She got confused, and then the whole thing came to a stop.
Everybody does, so it's great.
Okay, how long has it been since you've worked with these guys?
What are you talking about? Worked with them since last week.
No. I meant
How long have you worked with Joe and Drew?
Give me a time check on how long it's since you've talked to them.
I saw them last Sunday when we were all running to the car in the ATL. They went on their private jets. I went commercial.
Oh, dear.
I know. Get the violin out. It's very, very sad.
Yes, it should have been, how long have you worked with these guys?
Right. How long has it been?
I said, how long has it been since you worked with these guys? I could have said, since you started working with these guys.
I don't know, last Sunday?
I failed, and I will leave you alone now.
That's okay. No, it's okay.
And I failed, and I'll leave you alone.
That was a funny interview yesterday.
You phrased the question oddly, and then you jumped all over her for not answering it. That's not what I meant.
Yeah, it's your fault for misunderstanding my confusing statement.
Yeah, listen to the tone of Gordo.
Everybody does, so it's great.
Okay, how long has it been since you've worked with these guys?
What are you talking about? Worked with them since last week.
No, no, no. I meant in general.
How long have you
overall?
How long have you worked with Joe and Drew?
Give me a time check on how long it's since you've talked to them.
I saw them last Sunday when we were all running to the car in the ATL. They went on their private jets. I went commercial.
Oh, Aaron.
Oh dear.
I know. Get the violin out. It's very, very sad.
Yeah, I don't need a time check.
Yelling at her.
We cut it off there at the very end. It sounded like there was laughter after that.
Yeah,
there she was. Ended on such a downer. It's very sad.
Yeah, that was a fun interview yesterday with Aaron Andrews. But you are up for an e-break as candidate number two. Candidate number three.
By the way, regular segment with Aaron. We ought to check in with her every 3 months or so.
Sure,
sure.
Why not?
With me, yeah.
We got chemistry.
She was interesting. Candidate number three. Here comes TC again. Now, this is tense. Because Norm does not like to be interrupted when he's picking games. He's telling you who the poll has picked for this week.
Yeah, he's telling you where he's going to get his retirement money.
So he's telling you to pick the Packers last weekend. Turns out he was right when the Packers beat the Bengals. But it was tense because at the end of it, TC corrected him on him calling Brett Hundley Ricky Hundley, and then he brought up, you remember when Norm had that e-break with Bart Starr, and when he brought up his son Brett who was deceased. Yeah, this was this moment. This was several years back.
You have two sons, one of whom I know very, very well, your son Bart Jr. Your other son's name is Brett, is that correct?
That's correct, but it's just with one T. But Brett, our son passed away almost 19 years ago. He's no longer alive.
Is that's an amazing ironic note, though, that you would
have. Oh, we all just squirmed, and we wanted to just go home when we heard that.
You see, the son's death didn't fit into Norm's narrative, so he just glossed right over it.
It's an amazing.
But what a great note about the spelling of his dead name.
Oh. All right, so we all remember that incident, right? Well, TC certainly does, and he brings it up as an example as the way to remember Brett is the first name of Hundley, and it's really tense.
Is Chicago a 5.5-point favorite against Green Bay? Have the Packers fallen that far?
No.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either. Yes, Ricky Hundley's struggling to play quarterback, but they can't have fallen this far. Brett Hundley. Rick, who's Ricky Hundley? Anyway, Brett Hundley. They can't have fallen this far. I'm going to take Green Bay.
That's the same name as Bart Starr's son.
Thank you.
It's true.
It is true. And finally, I'm going to drink the Kool-Aid.
Oh, man. Who is more tense, Norm or Bart Starr?
Norm.
Yep.
By the way, Ricky Hundley was a linebacker for the Broncos, yeah. Cardinals, and Raiders.
Yeah, I remember Ricky Hundley.
Out of Arizona, first-round pick in 1984.
Okay.
Told you.
Thought that's who that was. You want to hear that tenseness one more time? What the heck?
Is Chicago a 5.5-point favorite against Green Bay?
Soft
Have
voice.
The Packers fallen that far?
No.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either. Yes, Ricky Hundley's struggling to play quarterback, but they can't have fallen this far. Brett Hundley. Rick, who's Ricky Hundley? Anyway, Brett Hundley. They can't have fallen this far. I'm going to take Green Bay.
That's the same name as Bart Starr's son.
Thank you.
It's true.
It is true. And finally, I'm going to drink.
Oh, boy. TC, what are you doing? All right, so those are your three candidates, Gary Patterson, Gordo, or TC. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, good morning, Jaw. It's me, Ted Cruz, and I wanted to vote for Gary P. And also, I'd love to thank you for the killer party last night, buddy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very
it's
much.
Pretty
Not
good
bad.
Ted Cruz there.
Not bad, Ted Cruz. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for overpowering and aggressive male Gordo and Udebrun.
Okay, thanks. Hello, you're voting in the emergency break of the week.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Butt Plugger? What you doing?
George, answer
I don't know,
him.
Gordon. What's going on with you?
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's all right.
I thought he was dead.
He had nothing. Hi, you're on the ticket.
All right, I'd like to start off by saying that I feel, I've been listening so long that I feel like y'all are all my brothers. Gordon is my leader, but I wish death on him first, and I would like to vote for it. Gordon's old bloody love hole.
You're his leader, but he would like to wish death on me first.
Yeah. So that means other ones are on this.
That sounds like a wish. Really, that sounds like weird. A Gordo follower for sure.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This is your favorite 8-year-old Canadian, Stefani. And I got a question for you, George. Can I come to your sex party?
I don't have those, sir. Just vote or don't vote.
Give me Gordon.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for the Tier 1 leader. You may know him as Gordo.
Okay, all right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello?
Oh, boy.
God.
Hi, Musers.
Just vote.
Say, since my girlfriend Lindsay's gone, do you think I could get a new girlfriend like Erin Andrews? Maybe she'd let me touch her boobies.
No. No.
That is one of the worst fake tigers.
Yet we
ever.
Wrote it out.
I know.
We saw it through.
Hello. You're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, good morning, boys. I'd like to request Touch Me in the Morning Like You Used To by Craig Miller and the Whores of Yesteryear and give me Gordon Keith Manson for the win.
That's right. I forgot about your group.
My new band.
The Whores of Yesteryear. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
All right.
Gordon Keith.
We everybody does, so it's great.
Okay, how long has it been since you've worked with these guys?
What are you talking about? Worked with them since last week.
No. I meant in general.
How long have you
overall?
With, long have you worked with Joe and Troy?
Give me a time check on how long it's since you've talked to them.
I saw them last Sunday when we were all running the car in the ATL. They went on their private jets. I went commercial.
Oh, Aaron, dear.
I know. Get the violin out. It's very, very sad.
How many wins is that for the great Gordo?
That is 73 wins. He's 18 behind Norman. That's an amazing coincidence, Hitzkus.